This couple's matching expressions engage with us. Their eyes look out in front of them, and their mouths are open as if they're about to speak.
This pair of ceramic objects belongs to a genre of West Mexican figural sculpture. You'll see many other couples in this case varying in size and style. Patricia Sarro, Professor Emerita of Art History at Youngstown State University.
They're seated in exactly the same position, with their ankles crossed in front of them, the right leg over the left. They wear identical jewelry, and lots of it. A netted or woven collar, perhaps made of shell, has been painted around their necks. Small loops and balls of clay were used to create matching earrings, armbands, and nose rings.
At first glance, the figures seem nearly identical. Look closely, and you'll see differences in the couple's attire and accessories.
The items that each figure holds tell us something about the roles of men and women in West Mexican society. In most of these paired figures, the man holds a weapon or some other indication of his status or his role in society. The man here holds a small ball, most likely the solid rubber ball used in the ball game played throughout Mesoamerica. Often the woman, as here, holds a bowl or a vessel, a sign of her domestic role. The couple could represent two of the people buried in the particular shaft tomb where they were placed. Many of these shaft tombs were dug beneath houses.
It's possible the figures represent ancestors, the origins of a particular family. Or they might symbolize the primordial couple and the origins of an entire people, or even the origins of life itself.
And so it is a representation of the continuation of the family or of the community out of the distant past, through the present, and on into the future.